I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I have had enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough!
Oh, so many things to get off your chest that you've had enough of, from road construction to politics to the Minnesota Twins. We're going to give Sean the first word on this. Sean in Brooklyn Park is on the CCO Talk and Text line. Sean, you get to start us off. What have you had enough of?
Well, this is a story that happened about 15 years ago. And it was back when I was drinking, and I've been sober for 15 years. So it happens to be, I live in a cul-de-sac in Brooklyn Park.
Okay.
And we have one house that was rental for a while. And a Muslim family had moved in there. And I was working out in the yard one day, and all of a sudden, like 50 people came out into the circle and started walking around and in a circle and yelling and screaming and hollering and stuff. I looked over at them, and they just kept doing it. I finally hit the panic button on my truck, and the beeper went off, and they all stopped in their tracks, and I go, enough!
All right. Not really the spirit of what we're doing here. Sean sharing a time in his life that he yelled enough. Okay. 651. I don't even know what to say. Like, yeah. Okay. I guess we got to ask maybe a few more questions as to what people are going to say, if that's what they're going to do to us, Dan.
I tell you what, we haven't had enough of yet.
What's that?
Minnesota Twins trade.
Oh.
These are just coming across the wire
all right
now. The Minnesota Twins are trading closer Yoan Duran to the Phillies for prospects catcher Eduardo Tate and right-handed pitcher Mick Abel. So a couple of prospects. For Yoan Duran, who's now headed to Philadelphia.
All right. That just coming across. Is that, I don't know anything about these guys. Is that good?
Tate is the number four prospect in the Phillies system, according to Dan Hayes.
He's a catcher.
MLB has a 55 grade on him on the 20 to 80 scale. Twins have very good grades on him. This is, again, according to Dan Hayes. And Abel has shown great stuff in limited MLB action with the Phillies, again, according to Dan Hayes, our guy from The Athletic. So,
all right. We'll keep watching that. Some Twins themed. I believe we got a message on the voice message line on the Odyssey app where you can send us a message at any time. Here we go. Let's hear it.
I've had enough of the Twins losing because it's really going to screw up the nature.
No. Yeah.
So there's that.
All right. Jason, I've had enough of people needing to buy the newest, coolest water bottle. It's some kind of status symbol. The water bottle thing is very interesting to me. Now, I've got the fake Stanley dupe. So the Stanley was sort of is that what started this? I don't know. I feel like we've been in water bottle as the equivalent to the handbag for a while now. Like, what was the hydro flask? That was the first one, right? And then right now, what is the cool water bottle now? Because both of my sons have it.
I know. I lost track at Stanley. That was the last one.
That was it?
Yeah.
Owala. I think is that the one that my wife has them? The kids have them. Yeah, it's the Owala. So I'm looking at the Target website right now because the water bottle craziness is out of control. I guess in the scheme of status symbols, water bottle is a fairly inexpensive status symbol, right? It's not like a Gucci bag.
Right. Fairly innocuous as those things go, yes.
But I do admit having like a little bit of water bottle envy because both of my kids have this Owala and it's like a straw thing. It's only $30, right?
I was going to say.
How big of a water bottle do you like?
The one that I have.
Dan is going to his backpack.
It's 24 ounces.
All right.
So.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit that was very funny about the big dumb cup. And it was sort of satirizing the influencers needing like the largest water bottle in the world. I just wonder, like, my water bottle here is 30 ounces. 30 ounces.
Mm.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Not real convenient to carry around.
No, that's the trick.
But the big dumb cup is sort of, it's sort of the trend for sure. Nalgene. That is true. A texter saying, so Nalgene.
Nalgene is the.
That was sort of, was that our era?
It was a camper's, I mean, that's, you know, the outdoorsy one was, that's kind of where that started. And then it crossed over into being a personal
being cool.
Carry around water bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a fair thing to say enough.
Sure.
To. Better than saying Muslim people making some noise in the cul-de-sac. That would be like a racist sort of.
Yes.
I don't want to assume. Maybe he just like had a negative reaction to noise.
Sure.
That's possible.
I don't know. Anytime you break out the Muslim, that's
I would
bad,
say
that's a bad sign.
Not great.
So that's not, here's what I've had enough of.
Yes.
I've had enough. So I live in an apartment building. That means you're going to expect a certain amount of noise above and beyond.
For sure.
And, you know. But when you're doing some sort of construction in the area and the construction truck is backing up repeatedly with the beep, beep, beep at 7:30 in the morning, I've had enough of that.
What time is a good time, you think, to start? What's a valid time?
9 o'clock.
Because the law, I think, is 7, right?
I have no idea what the law is.
I think there's like noise ordinance.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on a weekday is pretty late to get started on.
Not my problem. People are trying to sleep. 9 o'clock.
I don't think most people are sleeping until 9 o'clock.
I don't care what most people are trying to do. I care what I'm trying to do. And at 7:30 in the morning, I'm trying to sleep.
I mean, 9 o'clock. I guess since we've turned today's enough into me judging whether or not your enough is valid or not.
Sure.
I mean, our first caller started it. I would say you're wrong.
Well, I'm not wrong about you would agree with 7:30 is too early.
Yeah, I would be annoyed.
You would be annoyed at 7:30.
I would be annoyed.
Okay, so you're disagreeing with the 9 o'clock. That's fine. But 7:30 in the morning is way too early for that nonsense.
It's the beep, beep, beep. Oh. I get.
And it's the consistency of it because they're, you know, there's not a huge amount of area for this thing to position itself. So it's got to pull up, back up, do that sort of wedging thing.
We get we get the trash pickup.
Sure.
At the townhomes that are out my bedroom window.
Yeah.
And that usually comes at 6:30 in the morning on Friday.
Nope.
I do not appreciate that because it's a beep, beep, beep backup situation. Yeah. If you're just picking up the trash, well, even that is loud. You know, the thing, dump it all in.
Yeah, I get that all the time. And, you know, I sort of get that, but that's relatively brief in its duration.
You can go back to bed.
This thing was going on forever.
All right, more of your enough, non-racist, at 651-461-9226. Drive Time returns in just a minute. Carrie in Apple Valley is on the line with an enough. Carrie, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I was calling to say that I've had enough of people when you go out, whether it's just with a friend, a boyfriend, a group of friends, whatever, that don't know how to tip.
Yes.
And they're the ones that are the most needy, too. And then they don't tip.
Always. The water needs to be refilled. They need to change the order off the menu. Oh, can you do this substitution? Can you do that?
Yes. And so, yeah, and I was in the industry for a while. Not anymore. But yeah, that was the most, it was always that was how it was. You'd work, you know.
I always worry, like, when I split the bill with someone, you're like, well, I want to give what I want to give, and I always worry that they cheap out. And then I look like a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm always looking over, making sure that whoever, you know, and then the worst is when they hide it, and you're like, no, I want to make sure that the person got taken care of, you know?
I know it. That's very good. Good call, Carrie. Thank you. I think that we have gone so far with the, like, I'm fed up with tipping culture, the fact that we get asked to tip at everything, at the Twins game, at the Timberwolves game, at the coffee shop. I feel like I got asked to tip at a gas station once when I was inside. I'm like, no. But you still have to tip. Enough with fees added on tickets. I know it's all in pricing, but those fees still exist. Enough on the smoke. Enough of influencers, says one texter.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know what?
Come for the influencers.
Don't come for my money, okay? You can come for whatever you want with me. Don't come for my money.
Twins trade Johan Duran. Henry will have more coming up.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.